Hi there, welcome to Gingerbread, the podcast.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Gingerbiz, the podcast, where you get to chat with me, Katie, about your business strategies. Today, we're pulling back the curtain and giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the recent growth of Katie & Co. I'm a ginger who snaps photos, but my real jam is business. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, now kicking it on the East Coast. I'm a successful entrepreneur who wants to share my passion with the world. We will walk through my journey as an entrepreneur while balancing motherhood, a full-time executive role, and living life to its fullest. This podcast will be an educational resource on entrepreneurship, a raw, uncut look at motherhood, and a place for you to find encouragement. Whether you're exploring entrepreneurship, been at it a couple years, are a mother, a full-time employee, or just want a good laugh while learning, put your headphones on because we're diving in. I'm Katie, and I'm so excited to have you here. So, what's been happening behind the scenes lately? Well, great question. Personally, a lot, but I talked about that last week and the week before, so we're just going to focus on the business side today. We've welcomed 3 new team members to our team. Woohoo! Yep, you heard it right. 3 fresh faces eager to dive into the world of Katie & Co. Our longtime team member, Carla, as many of you guys probably already know this, recently bid us adieu because she was able to get a career in her work field, which was law. So go, Carla. I'm so excited for you. And I miss having you on the team, but I am thrilled for what you are going to do. So with that, it opened up a spot on the business, and we ended up going with 3 amazing individuals who I'm excited to have on our team. And yeah, they're all new this month, which is kind of wild. So I want to break it down for you what each of the 3 new team members are doing. Now, a couple things. Keep in mind that they are all brand spanking new to Katie & Co. And it's just an opportunity for growth for me, for them, and for the business. So keep that in mind. But one of our team members is focusing on all things Pinterest, from managing pins to crafting the eye-catching graphics. He is there to amplify our presence on the platform. As it stands right now, I'm still creating the content. They're the ones just pushing it out there. But our ultimate goal is to have them take over the content creation entirely, really freeing up my time to focus on other tasks. But I'm very thankful for what he's already doing because it's so, so helpful to basically get those pin descriptions, the pin titles, the alt text, the links, all of that put into Pinterest with the graphic. Like I said, I'm still mostly creating it, but it does take a lot of time off of my plate to have basically it helped. And sometimes I still step in and post a couple extra sets because why not? But again, taking most of that off my plate, which is super, super awesome. And then we have basically like a social media superstar. She is focusing on Gingerbiz, and this team member is really just helping create that social media content and ensuring that our message is heard loud and clear across various platforms. They're also, which is kind of neat to me, pitching me as a guest to other podcasts. I, for the most part, have been doing this on my own, or Philip has helped, but it's nice to be able to take this off my plate and know that we'll still get movement. And I have a couple goals for 2024. We've already guested on a handful, maybe even half a dozen or more podcasts, but I want to up that number by the end of 2024, so that's kind of what we're focusing on this season, and this team member is helping with that, which is going to be stellar. And then our 3rd team member, last but not least, we have her being basically a go-getter for Katie & Co. So her primary focus is just pitching our services to other businesses so that we can spread our wings and really help even more businesses, which I am stoked about. Basically, we have several different spots open for Katie & Co. starting in April, and we're gearing up for some more exciting growth opportunities, and I am just so, so excited about it. It's funny because earlier today I sat down and I was like, I really need to do this, this, and this. And I was like, so why am I creating these pins? I'm like, girlfriend, it was fun because I was able to like refocus and say, Katie, you're just creating them, and then you just pass them off, and then he posts them all. So it's so great. I was like, so I can just focus an hour on the creation of them, and then he can implement and execute. It's really awesome. But again, as you guys know, growth does not happen overnight. So each of these team members is on a journey of learning and growth and gradually taking on more responsibilities as they gain experience. And I'm really excited for it. And I'm thankful that we're slow rolling it because there's no need to rush this. Anyways, so a couple other elements to hit on is these are contract workers. We do not hire employees at this time. While I do hope to eventually have a full payroll and offer benefits to our team members, right now our team members are contract workers and we still build amazing relationships with them and still take care of them in the best ways that we can. Anyways, meanwhile, I'm busy focusing on bigger picture stuff because they are able to help take those things off my plate, which I'm so excited about. We're actually launching an ebook here pretty soon, and we're beefing up our freebies and then gearing up for a couple big project launches in the coming months, which I can't wait for. And we're also cooking up Podcast 101, which will be an online course for anyone who's looking to launch or grow their podcast. I did launch it previously, and we took on a lot of feedback from it, and I can't wait to basically deep dive into it, recreate different segments, and really build it out to better serve everyone. And it's wild to me because we're approaching our 2-year mark in podcasting, and I've learned a lot over the years, and I am just excited to really pack that into this course as well. So it's going to be epic, everything that we're working on in 2024. But with that, I also kind of wanted to dive into some things for you guys that I think will be really, really beneficial for you while you're navigating expanding your team and trying to offload stuff from your plate. So the first thing I would say is have a plan, but stay flexible. Developing a roadmap for your business is so crucial for setting goals and directions. However, it's equally important to recognize that things don't always go as planned. Like, hello, we had an opening for one team member, and I had even asked Philip, like, can we sustain 2 team members? Because I think this would be really good. And if we get the right candidates, I'd love to. And here we are with 3 team members. So stay flexible, friends. Also, just keep in mind, like, external factors such as market changes, industry trends, and unexpected challenges, which are everywhere, may require adjustments. But as long as you try to stay flexible, you can adapt to the evolving circumstances and really seize new opportunities as they arise. Again, even a few weeks ago, it would have been overwhelming if I thought I was going to be getting 3 new team members on, 3 new team members on. But we did it, and we're still working on it, and it's positive, and it's forward movement. So I'm super excited for this. This flexibility allows you to remain agile and responsive, ultimately increasing your success in the dynamic world of business. So, can't go wrong with flexibility. With that, I would say, because I really want to focus on actionable steps in these episodes. So with that, I would say develop a detailed business plan outlining your goals, target market, competitive analysis, and strategies for growth. And a second action item would be regularly review and reassess your plan to identify any necessary adjustments in response to changing market conditions or emerging opportunities. So if something's not working, change it. You gotta stay in the know and see what's working for you. Now, if you're looking to just start outsourcing, this is your first time, there's gonna be learning curves. And we're gonna dive into this a little bit more. But keep in mind that it's okay if something's not working to change it, even if that's with a team member, just like reassigning different tasks for them. I love to build out job basically descriptions based on someone's skill set so that they're really focusing on that skill set while also pushing in new soft skills for them to learn and to be challenged by. So just be flexible with these things. And again, develop that detailed business plan because it's so important to know what you want to do, because then you can, again, have something that's structured that gives you kind of the outline, the foundation to build off of. But if you have to like change the floor plan a little bit, that's okay too. And then the second point I want to talk about is being transparent with your new hires. For me, effective communication is the foundation of any successful team. I really believe that. And so when you're hiring new team members, it's essential to be transparent about your business's vision, values, and expectations. We actually assessed all of ours, including our mission statement as well, when we brought on these three team members. And it's a part of their welcome packet so that they know what we're about, because I want them to be all about it too. So then you want to share those long-term goals and basically go over each role with the team member so that they know what part they play in helping achieve those goals. And additionally, just be honest about your own learning process and any challenges that you may face as a leader. I think that knowing your own weaknesses and even speaking to and sharing them can be so beneficial for the team members to get to know you, to humanize you, and to realize you are really trying your best. Basically, with all of this, I believe that transparency really fosters like trust and collaboration among teams, and just creating a positive work environment where everyone feels valued and aligned towards common like objectives and goals. So this is a big one. And with that, I would say the action items. One is clearly communicating your company's vision, values, and expectations during the interview process, during any preliminary like screenings and stuff, because this is so important for the team member to also factor in if they feel like they can support, be an extension of, and embrace those same things. And then the second thing is provide ongoing updates and feedback to your team, fostering that open and transparent culture where everyone feels informed and empowered is gonna do big things. So again, just keep that line of communication open, even if it's super, super transparent, even if it's brutally honest. Now, be mindful with your approach and how you communicate things. But again, I don't think you can go wrong with honesty and transparency. And then thirdly, don't be afraid to let go. This is coming from a former control freak. Don't be afraid to let go. Delegating tasks is a crucial aspect of scaling your business. As a leader, it can be so tempting to just hold on to all the control and micromanage every little tidbit of operations. But this approach is not sustainable for your business's growth. Basically, you got to trust your team to take on responsibilities and make decisions, because this empowers them to contribute their own skills and expertise fully. Otherwise, you're not even going to get what you're paying for out of them. You got to get that ROI, and you have to give them basically an opportunity to do that. By letting go of the need to control every single detail, you then free up your own time to focus on strategic priorities and higher level tasks that really help you drive your business's growth. Like I said, we're looking at launching an ebook and re-updating or redesigning or whatever you want to call it, relaunching our podcast course, Podcast 101, because I can start to focus on these other things. And I'm only a couple weeks in with our team members. So imagine once you're like a month, 2 months, 3 months, even a year in, it can start to build on itself and you're gonna get what you're giving. So let go, learn to delegate. For this, I would suggest starting by delegating small tasks to team members and then gradually increasing their responsibilities as they demonstrate that competence and that reliability. Because again, you gotta build trust. It's the know, like, and trust factor. And you know them, you know what their skill set is, you're starting to like them, and then you're going to build that trust, and then you can continue to compound those tasks onto them, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The second action item for this bullet point would be trust your team to make decisions with autonomy within their areas of expertise, offering guidance and support as needed, but without micromanaging them. So as you continue to give them more and more tasks, let them run with it. Let them fly with it, because that's going to build and empower them even more. And number four is be understanding. Mistakes are inevitable. They are an inevitable part of the learning process, both for you as a leader and for your team members. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, because your girl used to, see them as valuable learning opportunities. This is a great way for you and the team to learn and grow. And then encourage that culture of experimentation and innovation where team members feel safe to take risks and to learn from their own experiences. By being understanding and supportive, you can create an environment where individuals are motivated to grow develop, and continuously improve their performance. But if you keep them under a rock, they ain't going to do any of that. So the two action items here would be create a safe environment where team members feel comfortable admitting mistakes, and then discussing the challenges openly with them, emphasizing learning and growth over the blame. Because you don't want to say, hey, girlfriend, you did this, this, and this, and you suck. You want to help them understand, okay, well, what can we do so that this doesn't happen again? What do we need to do? How does that look for you? And give them an opportunity to just talk through it and figure out what works for them. And then two, provide constructive feedback and coaching to help team members learn from their mistakes and develop their skills and competencies. This one can be challenging because you want to be kind and loving while providing constructive feedback. And so really focus on your intentions before you go into the conversation. Make sure you're not going in just to place blame, but to really help find a forward movement solution that helps all parties. So that's probably one of the deeper, harder ones of today's topic, but it is very crucial. And then number five, lean on your team. Your team is your greatest asset, so don't hesitate to leverage their skills, knowledge, and expertise. Do you hear this? It is a common theme in today's episode. Recognize that you don't have to have all the answers yourself. Instead, tap into the collective intelligence of your team members and encourage collaboration and brainstorming among them. By fostering that culture of like teamwork and mutual support, you can really tackle challenges more effectively and achieve better results together. Remember that asking for help is definitely, absolutely not a sign of weakness, but is really a demonstration of a smart leader who is resourceful and trusts their team. So for this, the two takeaways would be fostering a culture of collaboration by encouraging team members to share ideas, insights, and best practices with each other. That's a huge one. And then two, delegate tasks based on the individual strengths and expertise, leveraging that diverse skill set and talents that your team has, and allow them to use them to achieve optimal results. Now, if you're only bringing on one person, that's totally fine. But keep in mind, you're still a team because there's still two of you. There's you and there's them. And then feed into their skill sets so that they can continue to be successful. Because you're going to get what you give. The more you pour into them on a relational, on a supportive, on a communicative like level, you're going to get so much more out of them. Navigating team expansion requires a huge blend of strategy and adaptability, and it's not an easy task. But by having a clear plan while remaining open to adjustments, being transparent, and delegating tasks effectively, understanding that mistakes are a part of the process, and leaning on your team for that support, you can create the strong, much-needed foundation for growth within your business. Remember that success is a collective effort, so fostering that collaboration and keep pushing forward to get to where you need to be. Again, everyone, I'm Katie, your host, and I thank you so much for joining us today on an episode of Ginger Biz. And if you've sat on the episode this long, I do want to remind you that we do have some spots opening up for Katie and Co. virtual assisting. That can be blog writing, that can be Pinterest management. We can help with content execution. We can help with content creation. We can do a lot. We can also help with landing pages and funnels and things like that, or any email campaigns. We will help with all things business. So reach out if you have a need and you want to start delegating today. Until next time, guys, keep on diving in.